Sabrina Todd. She is the Consumer Relations Coordinator for the Lansing Post Offices. Sabrina, how are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, Tony.
Now, I know you have some traveling to do, so I'm not going to keep you long. Tell me, what does the Consumer Relations Coordinator at the Lansing Post Offices do?
Well, what I do is I try to assist customers with various concerns they may have, as well as I assist with any media relation concerns.
All right. There is a story out of Washington that says some Michigan residents may need to find a new place to take care of their postal needs. That the United States Postal Service announced yesterday that it was reviewing 3,700 post offices in the United States for possible closure. More than 60 are listed in Michigan, one in Lansing. Tell us what you know about this story.
Well, kind of like what you said, Tony, 3,600 offices across the United States are being studied at this time. And I just want to stress that we're not looking at closing at this time. We're just studying them. And we're studying them because the Postal Service is realizing that we do have a serious financial position taking place right now. And what we're trying to do is to remain competitive. We're trying to remain competitive to meet the changing needs of our customers. We realize that our customers are really technological savvy right now, using email, text messages, their computers, and that they're transacting businesses more in other places than at the brick-and-mortar post offices. So nothing is conclusive right now. It's a study only. We're looking at things like work hours, the underutilization of space, expense versus revenue in all these post offices. And so just because a office or a station may be on the list is not conclusive that they're going to be closed. So I just want to make sure that people understand this. As well, in that press conference that Postmaster General Donahoe gave yesterday, he was also introducing a new concept called the Village Post Office. And the Village Post Office is basically a post office that's going to offer services and products to our customers in places where they're going to be at, as opposed to coming to, like I said earlier, the brick-and-mortar post offices. They'll be able to take care of their postal businesses at banks, at grocery stores, at pharmacies, and we have some of those now, but we want to expand it to even a larger area so that wherever they are, we'll be there as well, too, to take care and handle their postal needs.
Are any of those in Lansing?
We do have some in Lansing. In fact, if your listeners want to go to USPS.com, USPSEverywhere.com, and put in their zip code, it will show the locations of our expanded access alternate points for postal services.
Now, just to be clear, nothing is closing.
Nothing.
No decisions have been made.
Exactly. It's just a study taking place right now.
Now, the study is looking at only one in mid-Michigan, in Lansing. It is a 48910 zip. Where is the Southwest Carrier Annex located?
The Southwest Carrier Annex is located off of Holmes Road behind, most people remember, the Logan Shopping Center?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just west of the Logan Shopping Center, right behind that. It's off of Express Court.
And what services are offered there?
That's a carrier annex, and customers can come and pick up packages there if they receive a what we call a notice left form if a carrier attempts to deliver something and no one is at home. So they can go there and pick up packages. But the carriers deliver out of that particular, what we call, station for zip codes 489, 48910, 48911, 48915, 48933, and 48912.
How many postal carriers use that?
I am not sure at this point, but like I said, this is a study right now.
How long will the study take to be concluded?
It could probably take several months at this point because, like I said, they have a lot of things they need to look at. And once the study has been completed, then the results will be shared with the customers, and then we'll see what happens from there.
Now, there has been some discussion about ending Saturday service, maybe going to 3 or 4 days a week. What else did we learn from that press conference yesterday? Anything conclusive?
Nothing conclusive about the five-day delivery. That is still on Capitol Hill, and as far as we know, we're still waiting for Congress to act on that.
And before we let you go, any other new or interesting services that you currently offer that are coming?
Well, like I said, our expanded access, we want to get that out. We do have, it's not really new, but we do have postal cards in some of our larger post offices, and we now offer gift cards at our larger post offices. So basically, if a person does come to a post office, they can, you know, pick up a card, birthday card, anniversary card, whatever kind of card, and get a gift card at the same time and mail it, and they're done.
I don't know what the traffic is like at that Southwest Carrier Annex. I'm a weirdo. I'm a post office guy. I like to go to the post office. But whenever I go to the one, whether it's downtown or Collins Road or even at, is that little drive-through still open over by 127?
Yes, it is.
Whenever I use those, they're always busy. So apparently the folks like using them.
They like using it. That's one of our popular postal units over there on that side of town.
All right. Any concerns by you or your fellow workers about it's widely known that the Postal Service is facing some huge debt. People are using the service less. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, we don't have any concern. I mean, we're concerned, yes, as any other employee of any other organization that's looking at a financial situation would be. But we're not overly concerned. We may remain confident that the right things will be done and are being done to keep us viable for the postal customers.
All right. And before I let you go, is there anything that you'd like to be able to do or you think you could do better, but your hands are kind of tied because of policies or procedures?
I think right now we're doing the best we can do, and as for me personally, I think I'm doing the best I can do as well, too. So I don't think my hands are tied.
All right. Sabrina Todd is the Consumer Relations Coordinator with the Lansing Post Offices. Sabrina, thanks so much. I'll stay in touch.
You're welcome, Tony. Thank you.